Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM860 and AM930, The Answer, and FM93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drovers, out there that are driving coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail from post office to post office, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and the people, of course, that are driving for Amazon as well. We have a lot of drivers listening to the show tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. While you're over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. You'll also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the top of the mountain up there, just north of town up here. She's looking down on us. I think she can see us down here. It's a clear night. So it's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yippee-i-yo, cow patty. There they are. There they are.
Good morning.
Yes, indeedy. 57 degrees. Send them back inside because they've all got coats on this morning. By the way, the television guys are here. We got some of the trucks out back tonight. They're getting ready, the Monday Night Football crowd, to get set up for the big game on Monday over there at Raymond James. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. It wasn't an accident that classified documents turned up at President Joe Biden's former Washington, D.C. think tank office. Matter of fact, there's a lot of little pieces of the puzzle starting to come together here as he and his staff had decades of experience in handling such items. Now, Fred Flights, who is a former chief of staff at the National Security Council, an ex-CIA analyst, told reporters yesterday that he says, and I quote, "I just don't believe that this was an accident." What do you think?
Well, interestingly enough, the lawyer, at least the one lawyer, that brought this to, ended up finding the documents and so forth and so on, is a woman by the name of Dana Remus. Now, Dana Remus used to work in the Obama White House. She was also the lawyer of record for, or one of the lawyers of record for Joe Biden's presidential campaign. She then went over to, then she decided that she was in the Biden White House for a while. She had a baby. She decided she was going to leave and take care of her baby and spend some time with the family. But that was kind of short-lived because now she's at Covington and Burling. Now, Covington and Burling, what a fascinating law firm. It was the law firm that Eric Holder worked for, then he left and then went back to. And the other fascinating thing about Covington and Burling is that they're being sued. Now, why are they being sued? Oh, glad you asked. Because that was one of a few law firms that were hacked going back to 2020. And then there was part of an attempted hack of Covington and Burling and several other law firms in 2016. The hacks can be traced back to what country? Ding, 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 China.
Ooh.
Right. Now, interestingly enough, China is a country that has provided an awful lot of money to the Penn Biden Center.
Mm-hmm.
So something is really going on here, and I think we need to kind of get to, I'm trying pretty hard to get to the bottom of this one. There's a lot of moving pieces on it. But I would be looking hard at Dana Remus. But the other fascinating thing is when the Penn Biden Center opened in 2018, and these documents, the first set of documents ended up there, I'm trying to get to the bottom of where the documents were before they ended up at the Penn Biden Center. Mm-hmm. But when the Penn Biden Center opened officially in 2018,
mm-hmm.
guess who was on hand to do the ribbon cutting? Oh, glad you asked. Eric Holder, John Kerry, Loretta Lynch, and Susan Rice.
Wow. Okay, that kind of jives with what I was found out yesterday. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Great day. Great day. Great day in the neighborhood. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And GEICO has been saving people money for over 85 years on their insurance. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, you'll always be able to go over to GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, see what it would cost to get your insurance through GEICO versus wherever you're at. Now, you can also find out the name of your agent over there you'd talk to, and you can handle it all that way. You wouldn't have to go on the computer if you don't want to. But if you want to, you can consider it or continue it one step a little bit further by, if you've got, let's say a motorcycle or an ATV, a boat or an RV, getting that insured too, which will also lower your car insurance. However, the best way to do it, the biggest way to do it, is to put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your car, and that will lower the heck out of your car insurance policy. So go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do to save you some money. You might be a real happy camper by the time you get done. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Oklahoma, has wasted little time in banning the critical race theory groups and thought over there in Arkansas from their schools, also TikTok from state devices, and the word Latinx from the official state documents. She's moving on up.
Well, Now that she has been sworn in, she is part of the Republican Governors Association, and that is where the collaboration happens with what successes existing Republican governors have had in their respective states and the items that they are working on that governors can do themselves or that they need to encourage their respective state legislators to do.
Mm-hmm.
So she has kind of a guide sheet. Not sure that the former Governor Hutchison has adhered much to that, but certainly Sarah Sanders will, and that's a good thing.
Mm. Okay. Come to find out, the World Health Organization is seeking more China COVID data, and they praise the United States for their transparency with what they've been doing.
Well, I don't know what that really means, what the United States has been doing, because I have no idea. But I can tell you that the House, under Speaker McCarthy now, has actually stood up a committee.
Yep.
Successfully, with a vote, to stood up a committee. It's bipartisan, interestingly enough.
Yep.
On all things China, including COVID. I would say, too, that when it comes to China, their work was going to be intense because of what China has been doing, not only to the United States, but to all Western countries. And again, I just include the fact that Covington and Burling was one of the few law firms on this hack by the Chinese. So, and interestingly enough, Covington and Burling is actually also being sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission for non-compliance of the investigation into the hack that compromise their client information. And their client information is what's very important here. But anyway, China has been hacking us in various places for a long time, and they've been stealing for a very long time. So it's going to be an intense committee.
Now, the local GOP leaders up in Nassau County, New York, are calling on Representative Santos to resign. I saw them interview for a brief minute or so, Kevin McCarthy, about this, and he basically said it was up to the local people up there as to what they wanted to do initially. And he's refused to resign, so where's this going?
Well, the House really can't do anything about having him removed. They can put him before the Ethics Committee, which I think that is going to happen. But McCarthy's really right. It really comes down to the voters in what they want to do, if they want to recall him or, you know, if they want to file a lawsuit or whatever. But the only thing that McCarthy and the House can do is put him before the Ethics Committee.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to resign, and he ain't going to do it.
Nope.
So there's where we are.
By the way, Vladimir Putin has replaced Russia's top commander in Ukraine. I believe this is the third one in 2 years.
He's replaced him, and he's put in Gerasimov, and I've written about this guy several times. He's one of the more evil military leaders of Russia that can possibly be imagined. Our Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, has apparently had more than one conversation with the man, and I don't know where those over the years, and I don't know where those go, but here's where we are. That he's had this is the third or fourth replacement.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pretty.
Yep. I wonder if there'll be a third batch of documents found now that we've found two in the Biden situation.
Well, the big question is, we don't know where the second batch was found. I worked pretty hard yesterday to see if I couldn't find that out. Some members of the press already know, because they said that it was found in a building a mile and a half away from the original building at the Penn Biden Center. Mm. But they're really not telling us, and they're not telling us what's in those documents. So the question then becomes, are there any documents at Biden's house, his beach house? Does Hunter have any? I mean, it could be anywhere. So I would, my thought is to say yes, there will be more.
Okay. Joe Biden said that the Dems and the GOP need to unite against big tech abuses.
Okay. I mean, we've pretty much figured that one out, right?
Yep. Okay. So moving right along.
All right. There's not much to go on that one. I mean, what we have learned with the Twitter files,
right,
whatever's going on at Twitter obviously went on at the other big tech operations, and I would argue the biggest one's going to be Google.
Uh-huh.
And remember, there was, under Merrick Garland, there were a case of a class action suit against Google.
Right.
And that's just kind of gone away here, hasn't it? Hadn't heard much about any of that.
That is correct. Now, the RNC chairwoman and men committee candidates that are going to run, who is running against Rona McDaniel, are going to be facing off in a debate later this month. Don't know where the debate's going to be yet, do you?
No.
Okay, so that's something we can all look forward to hearing when they get around to doing it.
I suppose.
And by the way, we also heard from Representative Comer from Kentucky. He said that they're intensifying the investigation on the Bidens.
Well, you have to kind of study all things laptop, and you have to study Hunter in order to study Joe. And that also holds true with James, the brother. So I think this is part and parcel of why some of these classified documents are kind of surfacing here to kind of get ahead of it and hide what they can and whatnot.
So are they done fighting in Brazil, or are they going to go at it again?
No. They're not done at all.
All right,
there'll be more of that.
Okay, because it appears that they're getting ready to do something again right now. Yep.
That's right.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day doing whatever it is you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that she gets involved into. And you might find out something that you didn't know about. How's that? That's what it's all about. And that's the great world that we live in. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Elon Musk is now the world record holder for losing the most wealth ever. Forbes reports the Tesla and Twitter CEO lost an estimated $182 billion since November 2021, meaning his net worth toppled from over $320 billion to $138 billion. The losses were largely blamed on the fall of Tesla shares by more than 65% last year. President Biden doesn't support a potential ban on gas stoves, a federal consumer safety official earlier called the appliance a hidden hazard due to emissions that have been linked to asthma. A White House spokesperson told CNN the Independent Consumer Product Safety Commission won't ban the stoves. Assault weapons are now illegal in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill Tuesday that bans the sale of military-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. Illinois is the ninth state to implement the legislation, which Pritzker says will save lives. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain
now,
Matt Bruce.
It's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, naa.edu. Check them out, see what they're all about. And they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations that you can go to and become a certified aviation maintenance tech, but you can also take the tour at either one of those facilities or both by calling them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at either the facility in Clearwater, Florida, or the facility in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, you'll find out what you need to know. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to some teachers. And you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans, the financial aspect of it, too. Now, military veterans, you'll have a leg up because of the GI Bill. If you haven't used it, you'll be able to take care of everything you got here at the schools. The National Aviation Academy, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up there in Concord, Mass. And the other thing is, you'll also be able to find out for sure if you've got previous experience. Let's say you're coming out of an air wing. Maybe you are an aviation maintenance tech. Once you feel comfortable, you can take what they call like a little refresher course. And once you feel comfortable, you can take the test, challenge the test, and hit the ground running within weeks or a month or two of showing up. And boom, you're out on the street making some of that big high-dollar money. And I did say big, and I did say high-dollar, because you will make a lot of money as an aviation maintenance tech. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. Set up a schedule to take a tour at either Concord, Mass. Or Clearwater, Florida. And then don't forget that number, 800-659-2080. Don't forget that number will give you an opportunity to have full control of your future. And you're going to love this. You're going to love this place. That's all I can tell you. Now, the U.S. Navy wants to keep nearly half of its service fleet in a deployable state as it aims to raise the overall readiness of its force in case it's called upon to fight. Could happen. Could happen. Just like the Air Force, they're getting their planes ready. Working on a lot of planes over there in Europe, and Eastern Europe for that matter. By the way, the Air Force said on Monday it will officially use height-to-weight ratios to measure the troops. The fitness program that started this spring, satisfying and solidifying the move away from the dreaded abominable tape test. Used to be a tale of the tape. Now, House Republicans on Tuesday named Alabama Republican Mike Rogers as the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, and Illinois Representative Mike Boast as the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee as part of their leadership plans for the 118th Congress. And those guys are both a couple of crackerjack people. Rogers will do a bang-up job on the House Armed Services Committee. He'll give them the leadership they haven't had in a while. Solid leadership. And I can't wait to hear what comes next with those folks. Now, the Defense Department said that they will no longer require service members to get vaccinated for COVID-19, according to a memo that was signed by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. And to that I say, what took you so long? It's a good thing. Some people won't think so, but I'm telling you it's a good thing. By the way, Ukrainian troops are currently headed to Oklahoma. They're going to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, to train on a Patriot missile battery so they can become proficient enough to use it there in their country. Now, according to Air Force Brigadier General Paul Ryder, he confirmed Tuesday during a press meeting that the Ukrainians were indeed coming. It's about 100 of them that are going to be learning, and they'll all be there. So we'll see how that works out for the country. Now, Poland is in talks with allies over the Leopard 2 transfers to the Ukraine. The Leopard 2 tanks to the Ukraine
That's a little bit of a heavier tank than what we're sending them, because we're sending them the Bradley, which is not really a tank. And, of course, the British are sending them Challengers, which is a big tank. Now, let's not forget that Russia's upgraded its Tu-160 bomber to undergo government testing right now. Russia's new prototype, the Tu-160M bomber, has completed its second test flight and will now undergo trials with the Defense Ministry. We'll see how that plays out for them. Now, after the Ukraine invasion, NATO was busy aligning strategy with unrecognized telephones, regional plans as well, and also the former Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Todd Walters. So there's a lot of people pushing the Ukraine to get this stuff done, and we'll see how they can work on it, how they can get it done in a timely manner, we hope. Now, in a January 10th meeting, analysts with the Royal Institute of the Strategic Studies detailed just how many of Russia's missiles have American and other Western components, despite the export controls that are in place. That could be interesting to find out. And the Russian president secretly absolved inmates, including the violent offenders, and ordered to illegally release them to fight. They may do that. We'll see what happens, but they've done it before. They take their trustees, the ones that they know they can trust, at least around the prison, and they give them a chance to go first. Nobody's getting out of service. As long as they can physically do the job, they're going. Now, the SpaceX and United Launch Alliance and others are preparing for the next multi-billion-dollar contract round and its new requirements. And SpaceX is ready to go, I'll tell you. They're chomping at the bit. They've had a number of people that they brought into their facility over there at the Cape. And we wish them all well. The House on Tuesday voted 365-65 to establish a special committee on China, and the lawmaker Republicans tapped to lead the bipartisan panel has vowed that Congress will use it to win the new Cold War. All right, that takes care of the sports. I'll be coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Might want to stick around for that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We expect it's going to stay that way, too. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Right after these messages with Chris Markowski.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, thank you very much. That was Jeff in Sarasota, and we are going to be going to Chris in a minute. But first, I need to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura brings you this part of the program because we're going to talk about the Acura dealership at North Florida Avenue and the fact that they offer you Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle as long as you have it, whether it's certified pre-owned or brand new. And you also, if you are a active duty military member or a member of the military formerly, a veteran, or if you are a first responder, EMS, or firefighters, or police, you can get yourself a deal, as well as church pastors, too. You can get yourself a deal that will save you some money, and it's kind of a give back from Moss Family Automotive for those of you that do so much for the community and the country. So take advantage of that. See what they can do for you. The website is very simple, MossAcura.com, MossAcura.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer. They're on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and I'm sure you'll be happy with the response you get. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That may give you an extra free cup of coffee, a donut, or who knows what. All right.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I am doing just fine. And it starts today with inflation expectations at U.S. businesses, which has come down to the highs of last spring but remained very elevated. Now, the data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta showed yesterday that the outlook for profits is getting significantly worse because of the overall cost of doing business. Now, business inflation expectations were relatively unchanged in the Atlanta Fed's January survey compared with December, and it kicked down from an expected 3.1% to 1.9%. However, that's still not good enough.
Well, again, inflation is coming way down. I mean, the prices are not continuing to rise from the kind of called like peak inflation, but they really haven't started coming down. Aside from real estate starting to break and energy coming down to some degree, it really hasn't filtered its way through. And again, I don't believe that there's much the Federal Reserve can really do about this. A lot of this stuff is self-inflicted via regulations. The regulatory costs in this country have become absolutely obscene. I mean, we just saw this past week, there's this story about them trying to get involved in getting rid of gas stoves. And you want to think about that for a second. You know, that's going to open up the door there to people suing restaurants for saying, I worked at a restaurant that had a gas stove, and having to replace all these things. These add costs. All these green initiatives that are out there, they're adding costs to everything that's out there. You know, not to mention, you know, obviously having issues. It's like a meme that I saw recently. I thought it was funny with a guy holding a dozen eggs and said, buy your significant other, buy your wife something expensive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the cost of eggs have gone through the roof. Everything has gone up, transportation, all this stuff. And it takes a while for these things to come back down once they've gotten back up there. And, again, businesses facing with higher costs. And, again, it depends on the business you're in. Wasn't too long ago. We can go back a year ago and remember how much lumber was and all of these other things. They've come way down. Commodity prices have come way down. So it's helped out there. But in other areas, the prices are still high.
Now, you probably haven't heard a lot about this, but it appears right now that Twitter's value has plunged since Elon Musk took over. It looks like as if it's down a considerable amount of money. And any time that you lose money, a decrease of more than 56% in a business as to what it is now worth as to what you paid into it, you got to wonder the motive behind why did you buy it to begin with.
Right. He tried to get out of it. He knew when he originally put the offer in, it was too expensive. You take a look at the entire tech sector. The valuation of Twitter's come down. So has Facebook. So has Amazon. So has Apple. Everything has come down. There's been an enormous hit to the tech sector. Not to mention that, these are companies that many of these are companies that actually make money. Forget about the companies that don't make money. It's going to be Twitter's going to be a labor of love for Elon Musk. Again, this is a guy that he doesn't even own a house. You know, he lives in an RV in a trailer. So to him, you know, it's just like, hey, you know what? He takes these things on and he says, hey, I'm going to make something out of this. It's almost like a hobby to him to some degree. You know, you take a look. But a lot of really wealthy people have got this money, can do various different things with it. You got they're talking about the New York Mets and Steve Cohen, and the type of money that the Mets are spending on players and said, how's this guy going to make money? Well, it's a hobby for him. I mean, maybe he's not even looking to make money on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. But anyway, it is what it is. And I'm talking everybody to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, and you can hear his weekend show on many of these same stations that we're talking on right now. But check him out over there, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to get all the latest information. You know, We go from Elon Musk to the Roomba testers who feel misled after the intimate pictures were posted to Facebook by the foreign gig workers, if you will, about them and what was going on. And the testers for the popular Roomba automated vacuum cleaner made by iRobot, have stated that they feel misled after intimate photos of them ended up on Facebook. Well, I don't know what they were doing, but somebody, they're taking pictures in various compromising situations where they're supposed to be working, and all they're doing is sitting there looking at the moon.
I don't even know anything about this story. This one is, it sounds like something off the Babylon Bee, for crying out loud. I haven't even heard this yet. I have to look into this story.
Well, I'm trying to see where it came from. Let's see here. The pictures were reportedly posted to social media by the Venezuelan gig workers. So this wound up on social media. Breitbart News has reported this.
I have to go take a look. Listen, I'm not one for all these crazy devices in the house. Sorry. You know, I still, for the life of me, don't understand those Alexa and those other things that people put into their homes. Pretty creepy, if you ask me.
Well, you got to be careful what you're saying, you know, when you're not giving it commands.
I'm not allowed to be careful what I say in my own house. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, we just had a story, you know, where, you know, the FBI is admitting that they, you know, go to the CIA and the NSA to get information on Americans. And these are people that haven't even been charged with the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you willingly put a bug in your house? I don't get it. It makes no sense. I mean, the FBI used to have to try to do this stuff back in the days of trying to bug the mafia. Now everybody just puts a bug in their house. Crazy.
Or a camera.
Nuts.
Yeah, or a camera. Look for the cameras. You know, can the U.S. avoid a recession, you think, as inflation is now beginning to ease?
I think it's most certainly possible. Again, it all depends upon, you know, the Fed does here moving forward. Today's inflation number is going to be big, where it's going to decide, you know, basically, you know, what the Fed may or may not do next. Again, Fed is saying one thing, you know, nobody really believes them. And quite frankly, I mean, they just screw up on a perpetual basis. They need to stay out of politics and whatnot. Again, they're the credit cards. I mean, I can blame the Fed, but in essence, it's the people in Washington, D.C. You want to look for all the real inflationary issues. You can just go to Washington, quite frankly, and ridiculous spending and ridiculous regulations. Or making our energy prices, you know, race through the roof because of the, you know, their various different green hopes and dreams and all this nonsense. So, again, you know, they're limited.
All righty, my friend, here comes the music. That means I got to go. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that he has to offer and take advantage. And don't forget, his show on the weekend is on many of these same stations that we're on right here, right now. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back coming up with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's going to talk about something real.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.